Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. My name is Devanath Laksing, the GTLD Review Group Chair on this call on September 11, 2012. Just to briefly go over the agenda, we'll have, after the roll call, there will be a review update of any of the review group members' statements of interest. Next, a discussion of any comments raised on the new GTLD dashboard that's been received by the review group, followed by a discussion of the timeline of our activities during the remainder of the objection period, which ends in January 12th, 2013. Finally, we'll look at developing a one-page summary of the at-large objection process. I think that the deadline for that is very soon. And any other business next steps. Does everybody agree with the agenda or have any comments regarding the agenda? Going once, going twice. Very well. So the agenda is adopted. Can someone please do the roll call, please?
Yes, Deb, with pleasure. Gisela here. On today's call on Tuesday, the 11th of September, we have Aziz Ilali, Dev Anand Teluksing, Adela Dansu, Seth Rees, Eduardo Diaz, Dave Kisundwayal. We have apologies noted today from Fatimata Sayasila, Carlton Samuels, Justine Chu, Kenny Huang, Olivier Crépin Leblanc, and Marcello Telez. Alexander Kondarov may be late on this call, otherwise he sends his apology. And Uriel Lantipuro will be joining us within the next 10 to 15 minutes. From staff today, we have Heidi Ulrich, Matt Ashtiani, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Dev.
Thank you very much, Gisela. This is David Ann for the transcript record. So, the next item on the agenda is the review update of any of the review group members' statements of interest. This is a standing item on every review group conference call. This is to allow anybody who discovers that there is a potential conflict of interest to at least notify the group. So, are there any, from those attending, are there any anybody wishes to see anything regarding any possible conflict of interest or statement of interest concerning any of the GTLD applications? Very well. There being no changes in the review group's potential conflict of interest or statement of interest regarding any of the new GTLD applications. Okay, the next item on the agenda.
Sorry to interrupt, Dev. This is Gisela. Can you please remember to mute your computers if you are on the phone bridge? Thank you.
All right, thank you, Gisela. I think it stopped. Thanks for that reminder. This is Devanant Laksing again. So regarding the next item, the discussion of any comments received by the new GTLD review group. Well, I have to say there weren't any comments until literally the last few hours. And I've posted a link in the chat. This is the comments received by IT for Change India. The comments, I have to say, it's not very specific to a GTLD application. I posted a link in the chat as to because I've uploaded it to the dashboard. I would say essentially it makes two comments, meaning that there's no need to give out new GTLDs with full words, which have semantic and thus significant cultural values. And that it makes its comments that enough combinations of three letters are available, along with the CCTLDs, to keep the domain name market competitive, and thus continuing maintaining that practice best serves the public interest. And the second point was, regardless of that, it's wrong to allow generic words such as private top-level domains with a single registrant and with no requirement to make second-level TLDs available, well, open to all. This has some concepts have been raised by the previous comments received by Internet New Zealand. It's about 3 pages long. So I just want to have anybody has any initial thoughts on this, or I know it's literally only a few hours ago that this was received. So okay.
Now, this is Seth. I think I was the lone potential dissenter in the comments by Internet New Zealand. I guess I never fully understood why our group doesn't feel that the monopolistic threat of a generic word not being made available to all was not part of our purview. Since I am the lone dissenter, potential dissenter, because I did cede in light of the group, I guess I suspect that maybe I don't fully appreciate our role, but I think I'd like to revisit that again, and if anybody can point me to that part of the document that creates us that shows that that's outside our role, that I would appreciate that.
Okay, thank you, Seth, for that question. Let me see if I can find that link.
I guess, you know, I'm somewhat familiar with the document, but I guess it's the parts of the document that suggest that this particular issue, and that would be the second issue in this new comment, is outside.
Well, okay. Well, I would say the thing is that if you look at the comment process and the objection process on the new GTLD program, sorry, this is Dave. Sorry for that. If you look at the process for commenting on the new GTLD applications made and on filing objection fees, you realize that it really is focused on a particular GTLD application by an applicant. So like for comments that goes towards, say, the evaluation panels, and the evaluation panels are the ones that will conduct the initial evaluation of all the GTLD applications, it cannot be a general comment. It has to be focused on a very specific application by a specific applicant. Similarly, any objections that could be filed, it has to be also filed against a specific application and by a specific applicant. It's not just a string alone. So if, for example, there is an objection to a particular string being created, hypothetically, and there are multiple applicants, you will have to file an objection to each of those applicants. So going back to the comments regarding New Zealand, Internet New Zealand, it wasn't that it was dismissed per se by the review group, but it was really out of scope. Because the comments, I'm paraphrasing what the decisions made, but the comments were out of scope regarding the specific application by .book, by Amazon EU. And then, because the new GTLD working group deals with new GTLD issues, it was best that the issues raised there be treated and analyzed and discussed there to come up with any policy recommendations that the ELAC could then take and then give advice to the board regarding the new GTLD program as a whole. I don't know if that answers the question.
Because perhaps. Because let me, I'll think about it some more. it did bother me a little bit because it seemed like it was an ALEC sort of issue. But I think I understand where you're coming from. It sounds like because the issue could have been raised in respect to any applicant, it wasn't an applicant-specific issue.
Correct.
Even though in that case there was a specific applicant and a specific application.
Correct.
But the issue being raised was, well, that's fine, and let me think about it a little more. I think the other comment I saw, or the other response I saw at that time, was that it was too late to raise the issue, and that bothered me that the cow had left the barn door or something like that, and I didn't think our group should necessarily not take notice of issues that were relevant simply because they could have been raised earlier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, sir. But actually, this is Dave. But that was the thing, actually. I don't think, it was like dismissed as such. It's just that it's really to decide about a policy for gutting a new GTLDs is somewhat out of scope of the review group. The review group function is to coordinate, filing of comments against specific applications or on specific applicants, either during the during the application comment period and during the objection period. So I think what the comments for Internet New Zealand was just that it was simply out of scope. It didn't really just apply. The arguments put forward really did not really apply to Amazon per se. So it applied to actually a whole concept of how the GTLD program is run, in the sense that new GTLDs are being proposed to be operated by applicants or registries that intend to maintain be a single registrant. Sorry, I should say that the registry will act as the registrant, the sole registrant, and it will be closed, as some have put it. It will be closed to the public. It will not be open to the public or open to any third party to come in and register second-level domains. And that concept of whether that is a valid concept or not, I think it's a very important discussion. It's just that it's really out of scope. It really should be under the new GTLD working group that could really discuss it, come up with any policy recommendations, and then take that to the ALAC, and then, of course, the ALAC can, of course, if it chooses to do so, issue a statement or provide advice to the ICANN board regarding the new GTLD program. So,
that's fine. I understand where you're coming from better now, and I appreciate that. I'll think about it more. I think I have less background than many, so let me think about it, and I appreciate it, Deb.
Sure, no problem, and thanks for the comments. Any other questions, thoughts, observations on this?
Mm-hmm.
I just to note that I saw on the mailing list that Carlton Samuels posted to the review group list, thinking that it's similar to the Internet New Zealand. It's really out of scope for the review group, and I see also that Justine Chu also agreed with that approach. It's outside the scope of the review group and should be forwarded to the new GTLD working group that deals with issues related to the new GTLD program. Let's see, anybody else? I see Gart is on the AC room, so I assume he is on the call. Welcome, Gart. And let's see, any other further comments? Well, again, it's only been a few hours, so it's not as if we're going to make an immediate decision right here and now. I think everybody should indeed read the submission made and make its comments appropriately on the list or on the wiki page itself. As well, you should also then also, I will do, as an action item, I will of course make a posting to the at-large list that, you know, a comment has been received, and here's where you can find the comment, so that people could, from the at-large can comment on it. Let's see. Very well. Moving on to the next item on the agenda. And I've just lost my page for this. My apologies. Ah, I think it's off on the pad here. Thanks. The discussion of the timeline of review group activities during the remainder of the objection period. Okay, so the application comment period is ending on September 26th, and the objection period is ending on, I believe, January 12th, 2013. So now this poses a challenge, because if you look at our procedures, the idea was that 1 month before, the review group would have prepared any possible objection statements for the RALOs to review and also for the ALAP to review. So that means that if you work backwards from, say, January 12, 2013, that means in the month of December, the review group should have any objection statements prepared, fully prepared, so that the RALOs can then review and decide to whether to approve or not approve in terms of to approve the objection statements. And then if three or more RALOs then support the objection statement, then the ALAP itself then has to decide on whether to actually file the actual objection to the dispute resolution service provider. So that means that, again, working backwards from it, that means that by, I would say, December 1st, because I think to try to do it any week in December, any further time inside December, is going to take into Christmas and so forth, and then New Year's, which I think is going to be very hard I think for anybody it will be very hard to do anything during that period of Christmas and New Year's. So I'm thinking that at the very most, the first week of December, I'll say I'm just looking at the calendar, I'll say Friday, December 7th would be the absolute stop deadline for the review group to come up to any final objection statements based on the comments received first of all, any initial thoughts on that? If we stop on the December 7th, that means that there will be 2 weeks for the RALOs themselves to look at the statements, and then, well, the ALAC could then start looking at the advice provided by the RALOs immediately in the first week of January. Any thoughts on this? Going once, going twice. Okay, so then there being no real objections, I think we could say that December 7th will be the cutoff point for any final drafting of statements for the RALOs to review. That also means now that this is when, now the problem is also this. As you know, the ICANN meeting in Toronto is between roughly the October 13th to the 17th. I'm probably misquoting the time there. And after that, there's only the month of November. Given that there's going to be a lot more activity and a lot more focus and a lot more attention, I'm proposing that for the timing for the review group to actually decide on whether to draft any final comments will be in the first week of November. Similarly, I'll see November 7th. So that means, just to make sure everybody understands, November 7th will be the deadline by which the review group will look at the comments received from at-large and decide whether to file an objection statement or draft an objection statement, I should say, in time for December 7th. So any further thoughts or comments? Let me just think. Going once, going twice. Okay, there being no real objections, so that's the timetable we're going to be working with. Up to November 7th, comments can be sent to the review group, but after November 7th, we'll then review all of the comments and then decide whether to file objection statements or draft objection statements based on the comments received. And then in time for December 7th, when the review group will then present its final objection statement for the relos to then review, and therefore the ELAC to then review the relo advice. Okay? Okay, excellent. Moving on, the next item on the agenda is developing the one-page summary of the ELAC at-large objection process. And Seth Rees actually did a first draft of this, and it was really, the only reason why I held back on actually updating it was because we needed to confirm the timeline of the review group activities. So now that we've decided that November 7th and December 7th will be our deadlines, our milestones for the review group to review their comments, come up with possible objection statements, etc., we'll then update the one-page summary. Now, Heidi, perhaps staff or Heidi can answer this. Is there a particular time? I suppose we want the time to submit this one-page summary is now, if not earlier.
Heidi, yes. It was. Actually, we've missed the deadline, but if we can get something in maybe by Friday, then since it's going to be a relatively simple document to print, I think we'll make it by Toronto. But again, I was stressing to the communications department that this is a really time-sensitive document, so if we could get this in ASAP, that would be great.
Okay. Thank you, Heidi, for that. Okay, so that means that this really needs to now be sorted out. So I'll work with Seth Rees and really develop the one-page summary and post it accordingly to the list so that we can then, deal with this issue. Okay, so with that, thanks, Heidi, for that reminder. So we'll try to do that definitely this week. I'm hoping by Friday. Okay. Very well. Let's see. Any other business? This is going to be a short meeting, but any other business? Anybody has any issues, thoughts, comments? Regarding this, did you do review group? Okay. Well, I do have one comment to make or one concern to make. Now that the application comment period is ended, I mean, it falls on us to really remind the relos, especially during any relo conference call, and especially during, up to the ICANN meeting in Toronto, that, we're still accepting comments for consideration on objection grounds. up to the 7th of November. So that means roughly two months, again, for comments to be received. So that's when he's up again. Post the comments to your reload mailing list, and, you know, again, try to get persons interested to make any comments or any thoughts of this. Does anybody have any thoughts regarding what else should be done in terms of publicizing this to the reloads? Well, this is Dave. Just to answer that question, I would strongly suggest perhaps the relo leaders, the chair and the secretariat from the region, should be notified and reminded to encourage the relos also to review the GTLV applications, review the strings that are being applied for, and decide and see if there's any comments that could be useful to file objections on limited public interest and community grounds.
This is Sylvia. I can send an email from staff reminding all the railers in this regard.
Okay, thank you. I think I'll drop an email to that, and forward it to you so you can forward to the secretariat list.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Okay. So, any other business ideas, comments, questions? And actually, hi, that's a good suggestion, that the note can be translated into Spanish and French. That's a good idea. Going once. Any other? Going twice. Going thrice. Okay. Very well. I think thank you everyone for attending the call. I reminded again to read the comments that were submitted by IT for Change and make your comments on the review group list. And myself and Seth will be work on the one page summary in time for this Friday. And an announcement will be going out to the at-large list saying that the comments have been received from IT for Change. It's on the wiki. Please review and make your comments. So, okay. With that, I'll adjourn the call.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Heidi.
Yeah, just as I put into the chat, the note can be actually two pages because now it's not going to be with the GAC. So you can actually do a double-sided document.
Okay.
So
thanks for that.
You can have one side if you'd like to have a table with some explanation and some contact details. That would be useful perhaps for the other side.
Very well. Okay. Well, I think we have to think about that part. All right. So the clocks are ticking, as you see, for the footage to get that done. Okay. Well, Adam, so I think I'll join the call, and thanks you all for attending.
Okay. Thanks all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. The recording will now be disconnected. Thank you, good night.